Welcome to Dream Big with Jill Jack, a show that will inspire, educate, and encourage you to break down your barriers and follow your heart. Here's your host, Jill Jack, on Empower Radio.
Welcome, everybody, today. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. You know, you ever have those days where you just don't know what you're doing? Well, this was kind of one of my days. I was just going to a new dentist in a new city that I hadn't, I love this little city. I hadn't been there in a while. And I'm always geographically challenged. And of course, the GPS tells me to turn right. And I just, you know, And I don't turn right. So all of a sudden, I know I'm lost and I have to turn again. Well, here I was. I turned on the next block and something stopped me. It was really, really weird. I saw this building and this little board outside, this little chalkboard thingy that said, you know, arts and something. It just grabbed my attention. Then I realized it was an art gallery. Now, recently I've fallen in love with painting. I've always wanted to do it. My daughter bought me a couple classes and it was an amazing experience and I loved it. So I thought, and it's just, there was something about the gallery that just drew me in. And I'm like, you know what? You're going to be late for your dentist. Just take a picture. I don't know why I took a picture of it. I took a photo of the gallery and then I just moved on, went to the dentist and got gassed up and was all taken care of for the day. But the bottom line is 2 months later, I get a Facebook message from a fan who said that she has a sister who has a gallery who would love to have me come and perform and maybe do some of my writer's workshops there. All of a sudden, I got a chill and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, so can you tell me where this gallery's at? And she told me it was Franklin, Michigan. And I went and looked on my phone. And I asked her if this was the name of it. And I told her that I took the picture 2 months before. And all of a sudden, we were freaking out. So I ended up going to the gallery and meeting the owner. And this space was a spiritual experience. And I have this person in the studio with me today. I'd like to welcome Jacqueline Drake of Jacqueline Drake Gallery into the studios. How are you today?
Well, good morning, Jill. Oh my goodness. I love that story so much. I can't even tell you. I tear up every time. Well, oh my gosh.
You know, what's funny is that, remember when I went to the studio and met with you and your sister, you had told me that it wasn't the first kind of story you received like that. Right. Yeah. So first of all, I don't even know where to begin with you because the whole thing is just an incredible story. So let's just kind of start from the beginning.
Sure.
I don't mean like birth, but
right, sure.
Let's talk about, you know, how you got into art. How did you realize you loved art? How did you, you know, was it school? How did you do that?
Sure. Well, art was always a part of my life, I have to say, from early on. And believe it or not, I actually did not start off as an artist at all. Okay. After high school, I actually went to nursing school.
So did I.
That's what we have so much in common.
Right.
So that was my first life, I call it. And I had a great experience and wonderful things happened, you know, during those years. But I also met my husband along those. And he saw some of the work I had been doing. You know, he saw my old portfolio or something when we had lived together. And needless to say, we ended up getting married and moving out of state. And instead of starting low totem pole on the nursing scale again, I was going to go back to school. And I went to art school in Austin.
No kidding.
And we were down there for about 7 years. And during that time, though, we also dabbled in more in the holistic health, right? So Austin's a little more open-minded to that versus up here, actually. No, it's getting better up here now. But back then, it was we really did a lot of stuff with more holistic. And we found a school, actually, out of California, and it was a spiritual healing school. And so we learned how to it was still kind of focusing in the medical world at that point, and my husband was too. So him and I did this master's program together, and it was learning how to take people into deep meditations, looking at the root cause of illness and disease. Mm-hmm. And so him and I did this program together, which was a whole nother experience as a newly married couple. That was a whole nother.
Imagine.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Anyways, we did that. And then I was finishing up art school at the time, and I thought, well, what the heck? Here I'm taking people into deep meditations, looking at the root cause of illness and disease. What the heck would happen if I did this with my own art and did this in front of, like, took myself into a meditation and did it in front of a gigantic canvas? And when I did that, my whole art changed completely. Because
so explain that to me, because I don't understand it. And I'm sure some of the listeners don't understand it. How do you take yourself into a deep meditation and then paint?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
During the sessions that I would do with people, I give them certain tools, we call it, like, out of toolbox, really, to be able to stay at mental tools, right?
Okay.
To stay in that space. And the space that I'm talking about is the creative space, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go there when you sing.
Oh, sure.
You go there when you write.
Absolutely. I know. Now I get you. Okay.
So I teach people how to be in that space.
Okay.
And so, long story, like, I ended up doing it by myself, and then my whole art changed. I had two gallery openings in Austin before we moved back here. And we moved back about 10 years ago. And that was just because I had started having a child and wanted to miss my family. I'm from Royal Oak originally.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was up here in West Bloomfield, and all my family's here, my sister, my mom, my grandma. And so we just all wanted to come back, and I wanted my children to be raised around my family and just have that whole experience. So we moved back. And at that point, you know, that's when I bought a house across the street from my mom. I think you and I have joked about that.
That's really moving back.
Yeah, we moved right back, and we were about 40 feet away from my mom. But anyways, and, you know, it just kind of snowballed after that. I started doing more and more workshops about the work that I do. And my passion has still been about the healing aspects of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So using that zone, flow, whatever it is that I can get people to stay in, that is where the magic happens, and that is where the just everything happens, especially the healing. And that is spiritual, emotional, even physical healing that can happen during that space.
Now, when you were younger and you started painting, did you kind of already have that meditative feeling when you were working?
Yeah,
a little bit.
I think I did.
And so did you paint when you were a child? Did you find yourself always picking up something?
Always.
So
I think about it now. Actually, there was, I had an agent at one time, and he kept asking me to tell my story.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to sit down and actually type something is just, it hurts my brain. So I actually wrote it out, right, with my own hand. And it was just handwritten letter is kind of what I wrote. And so I actually called it my Dear John letter. I actually, in that letter that I wrote to him, basically kind of telling him the whole story of my life, I pieced that all together. That was like, there was like a common denominator in the whole thing, which was I was always creating, no matter which situation I was in, including those crazy ER nights I would work, because I worked 12-hour midnights, right?
Wow.
So I would paint all night long on my days off because I was up all night. And that's essentially, even when I looked at all of this, my parents got divorced when I was 12. You know, I would always paint and draw. In high school, I had scholarships to CCS and to Wayne State. I played the viola, so music was involved in it as well. But, you know, at that point in my life, I just decided to do the path that was safer versus the arts, right?
Yeah. And don't we all choose that? And then we're like, yeah, that's not working.
Yeah. And then, exactly. It's like you want to, like, you know, it's
you want to live. You want to feel. Your soul wants to be stirred.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what's happened. And now you are stirring other people's souls by, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get to the gallery idea. So your husband is a physician.
He
right?
is. And he's actually retired now out of the business completely.
Mm-hmm.
About a year and a half, actually, he had spine surgery and hasn't been able to work since then. And that kind of boosted me, kind of encouraged me, I guess, to really kind of step up my art stuff, right? I've been doing workshops all over the place, Gilda's Club, Common Ground, going into many, many hospitals doing the work I'm doing, and working with all sorts of people, not just people that are sick. I mean, I was starting to go into corporate as well. So
I bet you that helped a lot.
Yeah, with like leadership and even just cooperation when you're working with other people and learning how to do all that. Anyways, and so I would lead these workshops with this, using creativity as the main vessel, let's mm-hmm. say. And once you get people in that state of mind, even dropping them out of their headspace for a little bit, that's when all the magic happens. And giving them that safe space to land mentally, right? Right. And so the gallery has been a dream of mine for, God, I don't know, forever. Not only to have a gallery for my own work, right? My own work is kind of everywhere now. It's obviously in hospitals and other galleries around town. But when my husband had spine surgery and wasn't able to work, I decided to launch some clothing lines with my artwork on it. And that kind of took off on its own. That's on its own. I call it carousel. It just does its own thing. But I had always envisioned a place, not just a normal art gallery by any means. I'm in those places, right, where, you know, you walk in and it's bright white walls. I didn't want anything like that. Mm-hmm. I wanted a place where you immediately, your senses are completely let down, right, mm-hmm. and completely relaxed. Because in order to do this kind of work, you have to have that safe space for people to be.
Sure.
And the gallery of that journey alone is just so magical. I mean, and every person that walks in that door, I don't know. I mean,
well, I'm here to say, I did experience it. And I mean, I literally walked in and I exhaled.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd had a stressful morning and I got there and I just exhaled. And I think I stayed for 2.5 hours that day. So, I mean, there's a fireplace. It's so bad. I don't want to give too much away because I want to talk about. Yeah. So how did you find this building beside manifesting it? Obviously.
So the story of this is really crazy. So back in December, so literally a year ago, because it was close to my birthday, December 5th last year, I held a meet and greet at my house with for a woman that was running for the Michigan State Senate seat. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of one of those meet the candidate things. Would you like to host? Oh, sure. Why not? So I did. And I don't know, Jill, if it was being surrounded by, I invited all my girlfriends, right? This mm-hmm. woman is very into the feminist and, you know, women power and everything. So I invited a lot of my girlfriends that were powerful, mm-hmm. meaning they've left their jobs, careers, started something else. They've went off and started their own practices. I invited all of them because I knew where politically they kind of stood. And I don't know if it was just being in a room surrounded by all these powerful women that night, I remember saying to my husband, I said, why can I just need to just do what I need to do? Meaning, I've had this vision for so long, and I don't know if I was waiting for a knight in shining armor or something to come and like just give it to me, but it made me realize, like, no, these are women that work their butts off, and they're like, this is what I'm going to do in life, and I'm going to do it. So, and I'm a true believer about manifestations, right? And so yeah. I truly believe what you put out into the universe, you shall receive tenfold.
The universe is just waiting. That's what I picture like somebody just like tapping their fingers on the table going, all right, we're ready for you, Jill. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. And I feel that way so much. And so this, I put out in that universe that day. And I said, I clearly stated, I will have a gallery someday. I will have a place where I can do my healing art workshops. I will have a place where all of creativity helps heal, right? And so, and meaning, like, which is for right now, it's just exploding and blossoming just the way it's almost like organic right now at this point. But at that time, when I had stated and said, I'm going to do it, I don't know how. Lord knows I have no idea how much money I'm going to need for this, and I have no idea where this is going to be, but I just know it is going to be. I don't know where. And of course, people that are around me that are more left-brained, right, they're like, well, you need to show me the numbers. You know, I don't work like that.
Right.
So I said, I don't know.
Dreamers usually don't work like that.
And I said, I don't know how, I just know it's going to happen.
Right.
So December 5th. So every New Year's, we have this great big party at our house, and kids are there. It's really fun. And every year, I have a big fireplace going, and I encourage everybody throughout the night to write down, and it's called the Burning Bowl Ceremony, but you mm-hmm. literally write down on a piece of paper all your fears, all your anxieties, all the crap that you want to let go, right?
Right.
And you want to let that go and just be done with it. Well, you can imagine. So December 5th, and now it's December 31st, and I'm going, I don't know still, but I'm going to release everything that I can possibly have. All my ideas of, you know, all the naysayers, the haters, oh, you name it. You know, but just being an artist in general, you have a lot of self-confidence. You know, I let go all of that, all of it, and burned it up. So that was New Year's Eve. January 5th, I get a phone call, And I don't know why and how and who said what to where and how it even happened. I still don't know. But this guy that owned, he was at the building that I eventually bought. He was there for 29 years. He was calling me and calling me. And my husband finally said, will you just go over there and talk to this guy and see what he wants?
Why didn't you answer the call?
I don't know. I was just busy. And it was right after New Year's. And so I said, okay, I'll go over there and next week or whatever. So I went over there and he said, hey, I heard you're looking for a building. I said, I am. So I still don't know where the connections are. I still don't. And I've asked too.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know if it's because I had started looking at buildings and maybe somebody word of mouth.
And it's a small town.
It's a very small town. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I really wanted to stay in Franklin just because mm-hmm. I've been so involved with the community there with all sorts of stuff. So anyways, he called me and he said, hey, do you want to rent this space for me? And I said, wow, it's beautiful. It's right by the park. It's perfect. It's just very peaceful. And long story short, he wasn't able to buy the building that he had been renting for 29 years. And the deal literally fell in my lap. And
wow. Now, what was the condition of the building at the time? Because I remember you telling me.
Yeah, he had been there for 29 years. So there was a lot of, and he made his jewelry there, which was the other amazing thing is that the place was always, and before that, it was a couple other different businesses for short periods. But before that, it was a saddlery. And people made saddles there.
So it's always been creative art. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so it's
very
just,
good. So really the energy is good.
Absolutely. Right. But it wasn't a little bit of, it needed some love. It needed love. And I will tell you, honestly, oh gosh, my agent at the time and my husband called it my happy little dump. No joke. They were like, I don't know what you see in this, Jack. This is crazy. And I have to tell you, there was this whole other side of the emotional side and, family side that was happening in my life at that time. My youngest child, he's 10. Mm-hmm. He was having some problems at school. And right when I had put an offer on this building, we were having more problems with school with him. And he has ADHD. Mm-hmm. And we had to take him off his meds because he was having all sorts of cardiac issues with it. We took him off his meds and, things kind of went off the rails at that point, having to deal with him in a different way because school stuff and even just the classroom in general, right? And so we knew he needed a stronger and more a different kind of school also, and just kind of remove him from that situation in the general. So we started looking at private schools for him, and the school that kept coming up with his psychiatrist and stuff was Eaton Academy, because they really focus with kids with ADHD and anxiety issues. Mm-hmm. And so fast forward a little bit, I put an offer on the building, and the day that I closed, Jill, it was crazy. I closed about 4 or 5 miles away from Franklin, and I literally signed, and I was by myself because my husband had to go do something with the kids or pick up a kid, and I got a phone call from Eaton Academy that said, Xavier's been accepted, and I just sat in the car now with my key in my hand, right? Key in my hand of my dream building to build this business. And I've spent like all of our money, literally. I get the phone call that he needs private school and he's accepted.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. And I'm like, ah. Just crying. Oh. Anyways, I got to the building still crying of tears and joy. But honestly, I said, you know what? God does not give you what you cannot handle. Mm-hmm. Right. And
for
so
sure.
The universe has given me this beautiful gift. And I will make it work somehow. And honestly, that's kind of how it's been this whole time with this gallery. Magical things happen every single day. And every day, every day when I go there, I'm just like, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you for all of this. Because...
And most people would have panicked at that time. Most people would have said, maybe this is a sign. I shouldn't be doing this. What am I doing? I'm spending all my money on that.
Yeah.
And, and I think that's one of the things that's really important for the listeners is that, from the outside, if somebody walked in and saw this beautiful gallery, it's like, oh my God, life's so good to her. But you had to work your tail off.
I've worked my tail off and gave up a lot of stuff too.
Yeah.
And, one thing that, which thank God I've made the space the way it is, but 2 months of opening, I've been open for about almost 7 months now, but in the second month of being open to the public, my dad passed away.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah. So, wow. But having that space, though, has been so healing for me. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, having that safe space to create and cry and get it out and, you know, and also to be able to show people it's okay. Like, this is what this place is for.
Right.
And I don't know what, it's just this amazing space.
So what is your plans right now? You're looking to do more workshops. You have quite a few different kinds of workshops, including one of mine that will be coming up.
I'm so excited about that. So, you know, it's been really wild. And I didn't anticipate this at all. You know, my first business plan had always been like, I'm going to just do my workshops and have my art there and my product lines and kind of just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. But it's so much more than that now. And I think that's the exciting part of it,
sure.
Right?
So it keeps growing.
Yeah. And now I have poetry nights that have taken off like crazy. People rent out the space for all sorts of things like prenatal yoga classes and Lychee League stuff. Oh my gosh. And so it's this really intimate space, but people are wanting to use it. So that was never in a business plan. But besides having, you know, the poetry nights there. So I'm trying to bring in all arts, right? The name of the gallery is the Jacqueline Drake Gallery, but it's the journey within the art.
That's what grabbed my attention when I drove by that day. I'm like, wait, what?
There's so
much.
Yeah.
It really speaks to you when you drive by.
And that's why having you come in and do a showcase and having you teach your workshops there will be amazing because mm-hmm. It's going to be magical.
You're well-rounded. So let me ask you this. Because some of us, not all of us, but some of us have had to deal with when we've pursued our dreams so much. Mm. You know, it does leave a trail for our family to have to kind of deal with. So how was your husband at the beginning of this? And how has he gone through it with you in your journey? Where are you guys, like, where'd you start and where are you at now?
I have to say, my husband, he has been my biggest fan.
Awesome.
From the beginning. And, you know, I can't say that about all my family members being fans.
Right.
In fact, the boys, I've got two boys, and they're older now, too, which is nice because they're a little more, I mean, they're 10 and 14, but mm-hmm. they're not babies anymore.
Right, right.
And so they really just need to be driven around now.
Right. So let's get their license. Bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, I have to say he's been a great fan. Sure, we have our troubles and, you know, but for the last 6 months, the beginning of this was kind of funny because of all the holy crap, what am I doing, you know, type
right.
of attitude. And he was like, okay, you know, we're going to try this and I trust you. I believe in you. That's all he kept saying. And I know you're going to do this and this has been your dream. And I'm like, and I would just say, just believe in me. Just give me 1 year to make this into what I see.
And how does he feel now?
You know, I think he's just kind of like, he's just taken he's letting me just run with it.
And he's just watching it grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, I mean, he must be so proud.
He's very supportive. Very, very supportive. But like I said, it's not that way with all the family members.
Well, you know,
a lot of people are like, what did you do? Why'd you quit, you know, working at Beaumont for somebody?
You do get that. I mean, that's what I got from my parents when I quit my day job to do music the first time. And they were just, appalled. I mean, it was like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
And it's really just fear on their part.
Sure.
And they're afraid for you. They don't want you to get hurt. They don't want you to be in a financial strain. And
right,
but, you know,
right.
I think you and I both know that it's much more fun to be in a financial strain doing what you love to do than a financial strain doing what you don't like to
do. Right. Or just being burned out.
And being burned out.
I mean, I told my husband, I said, the day I ever call going to work, and mind you, I only live literally about a mile from, my bike. Well, that was my original vision. I envisioned myself riding my little bike, but that has not happened.
Not yet.
Not yet. But my kids ride their bikes, come see me all the time. But I will say, like, that was, you know, it's the whole thing has been awesome.
Well,
I mean, just a magical experience.
So you can actually, like, you don't say you're going to work. It doesn't feel like
it.
You're just like, I'm going to my space,
my
beautiful space.
And honestly, my house has turned into a bachelor pad. So it's really, Cassius with the two boys.
Everybody.
Yeah, boys everywhere. And luckily I have a girl dog. But.
Well, and the good thing I noticed too is being at your space now twice is that people just drop in.
Yes.
It's like, I do feel a little bit Hallmarky there. There's like this feeling that anyone can drop in. It's like, hey, how's it going? Everybody meets, they hug, they say hello. Just people, you know, I don't want to say off the street, but pretty much they just walk in and and they're used to just saying hi and you're so welcome. It feels like a family. So why don't you do this? Why don't you tell the listeners where they can find information about your gallery?
Sure. The gallery is located in downtown Franklin.
Franklin, Michigan, for those of you.
Yeah, it's right down the street from the Cider Mill, if you guys are aware of the Cider Mill. It's 32611 Franklin Road. Mm-hmm. It's right along the park. It's absolutely a gorgeous piece of property. In fact, we built a, or I had the boys build it, actually, but a meditation path in the woods behind.
And you have a website?
I do. And that's the Jacqueline Drake, JacquelineDrakeGallery.com.
All right. We'll be able to find that.
And then
that
Facebook,
as well.
Of course. I have the Jacqueline Drake Gallery Facebook page and Instagram.
So go on and check that out, because there's going to be all sorts of workshops, from meditation to just art itself, music, poetry night, you name it. It's going to be there. Mm-hmm. I want to say thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Jill. I love everything that you brought,
and you dream big and you won. You won. I'd also like to thank our sponsors today. Mm. Our sponsors today are Senior Home Healthcare. You want a good night's sleep? Go with Senior Home Healthcare for all your oxygen and CPAP needs. Thanks so much for joining us, and tune in again.